Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and God, she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ask to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they asked what some kid
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talkin' behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty lookin' kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm tryna link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started trippin'.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sippin'. Then she tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me, I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Sun and
thought a bad bitch wouldn't see us. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude, they say. Why am I got such an attitude?
Never cared.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day D-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. This the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills, and that's for real. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
Okay, sitting here with the pen and pad in my hands, trying to understand the intimate words that you kinda said. You're gonna sit here and put the blame on me? Nah, I ain't taking the blame for it, I'm sick of these emotions in my thoughts and these feelings in my mind. Emotional feelings come and go as the people leave in mind. And as I stand here, I think about it. Damn, it must have been a dream. No, it wasn't a dream, it was reality. Depicting the greater or lesser things, inequality. Competition ain't the way you're living, but it's contradicting everything that's going on in life that my eyes are missing. I'm just trying to understand if I should be that faithful man to come and take your hold your hand for marriage or for labor pain. Oops, I'm in partial pain, that you fucking coward me. Due to the diversity, oops, I'm in a crisis. No, it was necessity, came about the apostrophe. S, yes, no stress. I'm too grown to be playing these games. Pray to you, it ain't the same.
These are late night thoughts in my mind. Laying right here just wondering why. But drunk the cook so anxiously, not asking nor begging you please. I'm sitting comfortably, riding quiet, listening to the breeze. So I'ma call this one the love jump interlude. Play this for the real smooth. The love jump interlude. The love jump interlude.
Dating with contemplating with complications. Words that you speak out of your mouth comes to consequences. Not trying to hear it. Now don't believe that. Begin as the realest. Now you're the fakest. Pulling back from you, that's the way to go. Cause I've been hurt so many times. Worrying of you and the lies that you tell. You've done well. It's come so far, so long. Did it have to end like this? So quick, made your decision. I hope it's a vision. Was it really worth it to lose something good that you had in your grasp and your eyesight? And everything is not taken from the insight. They say nothing lasts forever. I try, no try, only 50%. Thought it wasn't his and hers relationship, but it became a three-way, like a phone call. Satisfaction and temptation was the cause. Could have fought it, but didn't, no trip. Looking back in the past, trying to relive, but I'm moving forth and not thinking behind. Attempt to make it last, should have thought of it fast. Cause today, I'm down.
These are late night thoughts in my mind. Lane right here, just wondering why. But dropped the cut so anxiously, not asking nor begging you, please. I'm sitting comfortably, riding quiet, listening to the breeze. So I'ma call this one the love jump interlude. Play this for the real smooth. The love jump interlude. The love jump interlude. The love jump interlude. Play this for the real smooth. The love jump interlude. The love jump interlude.
Just laugh. The point is already proven. There's nothing else that needs to be said or done. Cause in the end, I still smile. I'm quiet as a mouse, clean as a dry towel. When plans don't go with plan, my house is coming down. The vivid picture that was there has been painted clear. The thought of me going back has disappeared. Erica Badu, Heather Headley, out of my life, yeah, yo, India Irie. Soaring the mind, but it's a steel plate behind it. Keeping me breathing and living, but I'm dying. See where the tables turned, it's a love lesson. Where you live and learn. See me doing better and big things don't come back. Stopping you in your tracks, it was a wrap.
Everybody, welcome everybody to season two of OG Radio Poetry Thursday and season eight of OG Radio with your boy Radio Rev and Genesis. We are back.
What's up, everybody? We in the building waiting for the new poets to call in. I'm really excited about season two of poetry and season eight of OG Radio. So tonight we have some special guests supposed to be calling in. Hopefully everybody keeps their slot. And also whoever is the best poet tonight gets $25 cash app to them. Just basically a little gift from OG Radio. Our appreciation of sharing some of their great poetry and their truth.
Yeah, so bring y'all best poems. We have a caller now. I don't even know who's on the slot. This is who has the 9:15 slot?
It's supposed to be a poet called me.
I believe that's who just called in right now.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. I had you muted too. Yeah, but go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, my name is Antonisha Washington. I go by the poet name of Me, M.E.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Tonight?
Well, what's the backstory to the poem you're about to?
Okay, my backstory is okay with you all. I decided to do three poems. The backstory to the first one is me coming out of my shell. I used to be very shy and quiet. So as we break it out of that shell, and that one's called Taking Off My Jacket. The second one is called I Love Him, I Love Him. That's about me getting saved and turning my life over to God in that transaction. The third one is called He Said. It's about some dude I was talking to who told my poems sound like me in poems.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know when you want me to get started.
Whenever
you're ready.
Okay. This poem is called Taking Off My Jacket. Let me tell you about my jacket, Steve. It's an amazing thing. In regards to where I go or who I'm with, it blends in with my surroundings. See, my jacket glitters and shines like gold and silver, seeming to be the real thing, but it's really just covering all the wrong, doubtful, shameful things I've done in my past, which is why I carry it everywhere I go. I love believing that my faults will never show and that my church no one would ever know why I act the way I do and why sometimes I seem so blue. And it's all because no one's my jacket protecting me, but it won't let out how I feel when no one's around me. Oh, when all surroundings like they see right through me. I guess I'm in there with my jacket, see. It has me and my downfall and fall down to my knees and crawl to a place where no one sees my fears. I cry away my tears, not only God hears. While I feel so ashamed and relieved that the tears I cry fall so freely that they seem to free me from myself, which removes my jacket for all to see, my thoughts, concerns, and vulnerabilities. So God can heal me slowly yet surely. But the mirror you see next time really will be me without taking off my jacket later days. The second one is called I Love Him, I Love Him.
Okay.
Thank you. The second one is called I Love Him, I Love Him. I love him, I love him, and he loves me. But when I was younger, it was a different thing. You see, for when I was younger, I loved no one, not even me. Baptized 3 times, only for the public eye, opportunity to try to live right. But as soon as I left church, I traded the law for the minister. It was so tight, you could see my penny line out there trying to first shake my behind. All the while hiding her inside, my body, soul, and mind. See, he loved me, but I loved him not. But struggle after struggle, I was too blind to see. And if I loved him, I wouldn't know how to love me. So I tried, and then I failed, and then I failed to try. And somewhere while we've been sobbing in bed, I realized I love him. Somewhere between now and then, I gave my life to him. So the next day, on the phone with my grandma, I gave my heart to him. It's taken me a year, maybe years, to give my love to him. But I read it in his word where it said, if God loves me, so have I loved you, so abide in my love. I truly knew I was in love and could surely say, I love him, I love him, and he loves me.
Okay. Are you nervous, me?
Say again, please. Thank you.
Are you nervous?
SH. I get nervous every time I perform. Talk very fast.
I hear you. But I want everybody else that's listening to hear you. So you don't have to be nervous on the radio as if like you were in, like spoken word in person. Just relax. This is about the truth.
Okay, I'll slow this one down slower and try to breathe through it. I do apologize if I talk fast, but when I get nervous,
No, it's cool. I'm just telling you, have to be nervous. This is your time. You know, if you have a certain amount of time, just relax and just we love poetry. We're just here to support anybody, so it's okay.
I appreciate you for telling me that. And I'm sorry for speeding through. I will try to pronounce my words more clearly.
Okay.
This one is called He Said. He said my words fit too hard. That's what he said. He said my words, when I fit them, it's like I'm hitting them. He said he wanted my words to touch as soft as silk and leave a warm embrace and feel like punches to the face. He said he wants my words to just whisper so they can kiss me. What he don't know is my words come from a place so deep, dark, and desolate, pale F, that his eyes cannot see. A place that has been beaten on and stepped over so many times, its mouth dare not speak out of fear of what would happen if it did. So I'm sorry if my words slip from my lips and leap toward the sky, leaving a mark on him and all else. As if they thank God I'm alive, my words must soar or die. That one was
okay.
Really clear, but I am nervous as a cup.
So tell me, why are you nervous?
Say again, please.
I said, why are you nervous?
I'm very shy, and that's why the first time I saw taking off my jacket, I was always shy and kept to myself. So when I first did my first room in front of everybody, it was me revealing who I really am. So it was me telling them that I have a lot on my mind, a lot to say, I just don't know how to feel. And once surrounded by everybody, I feel as though they see through me. And when no one's around me, it's like I want to shout, but no one's there to hear me.
Okay, I get it. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois. West Side.
Are you currently living and residing in Chicago?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
West Side.
Cool. Do you go out for open mic?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
The backstory behind the name, me, it stands for all that I am, all that I hope to be, all that he created me to be, and I will hope to grow to be, is me. So that's what me stands
okay.
for. It has a capital M and a capital E.
So
I think
you said
okay.
my...
When is the open mic? Today or is it some other time?
Well, they have open mics all around the city, but I know COVID is going on, so a lot of stuff is closed. But I just wanted to know, you know, if we're doing the show, like we can invite you out to come speak so you don't have to be, like, so nervous and stuff that you can actually get on stage in front of people, like when the opportunity opens back up for poetry, the poetry community.
I go to open mic all the time, and I'm always nervous. Like, first time I was so nervous, I forgot words within my poem. I was so nervous because I was so shy. As soon as I got done, I rushed off the stage. They were like, that was so nice. We didn't know you had that in you. And I was shaking because, like I said, I'm very shy. So it was like a shock.
Well, I just want to make sure you're not too nervous to get on. You said, do you drink?
Because others hear and what they will receive when I speak. Because I want to make sure that I say the right word, because I don't know how it's going to fit under what I say or who it's going to reach.
If you drink,
so you
take a shot next time.
Yeah.
Yes, next time I won't be as shy, and I'll bring, if you all have me back, I'll bring 3 more calls. I have like 50. We got to find them.
Oh, that's fine. We usually
do
shows every day. Yeah, do you drink?
Do you drink?
He wants to know, do you drink?
Very rarely. I might have, like, a wine cooler.
Okay, take a
shot. So you're lightweight.
Of some alcohol.
Okay.
Take one shot.
Yeah.
That way you could be relaxed and mellow.
I'll be out. It'll be too strong. I'm trying to vinegar or something. Like this liquor,
wow.
Any good.
Do you smoke?
I think you do just fine. I was just wondering, making sure that, like, if we invite you out to some of the shows, that you're not uncomfortable with performing in front of people. But some people won't do it in front of people. You know, they just share their poetry in house. They don't really like to have everybody listen to it.
Right.
I can most definitely agree with that, but at the same time, I want to break out of that shell. So I always believe that if I don't go out there and speak, no one can hear me. You know, I can say, closed mouth don't get fed. Well, my saying is, a thought is never heard. So regardless of what I
that
think in my
true.
Head, if I don't say it out of my mouth, no one can hear it.
Well,
right.
We have one more question for you. What are you promoting your poetry? Do you have a platform where people can go listen, like person that's listening to the radio show tonight?
If they
want
to read some of my poetry, I'm sorry.
Or
if I'm
listen
email.
To. Oh, you good. I just want to know what's your Instagram name or wherever you place your poetry at. You can do a shout out
my
so
poetry,
people can follow you.
Look, if they decide to follow me, my poetry is on my poet page called Poems by Me. That's Poems by Me, all one word. And I have my poems
okay.
on that page on Facebook.
Okay.
But as far as Instagram, I don't know how to navigate it. I'm more a TikToker anyway. So.
Okay. Well, that's cool, too.
Honestly,
just make
policy.
Sure you get your platform. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for this opportunity.
Oh, no problem.
You're more than welcome. You're always welcome to come back.
If you'll have me, I'll come back.
Of course, of course. Just reach out. We'll have another open slot. You can do more poetry.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a blessed night. Thank you again for sharing your poems with us. I loved all 3 of them. Just, you know, get comfortable with speaking, you know, in front of people. Rehearse it a lot in front of the mirror, you know, get comfortable with that. And then just, I don't know, people say when you perform in front of people, just picture everybody naked. I don't know if that really helps or not. I've never done it, but give that a shot.
Or just don't give
Thank
a
you
damn.
For the practice.
No
say
problem.
What?
Anytime. Well, thank you for calling in.
no worries. Do I hang up or do I stay on the line?
Oh, you can do either one. Oh, whatever Rail said. Go ahead, Rail.
I mean, so there's two ways you can do it. You can hang up and then just click the link to keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't work, then I'll just mute you the rest of the show and you can just still listen on your phone.
Okay. I'm going to do
You got the link
B.
to the show, right?
I'm going to do option A, yeah. I got the link inside my message box.
Okay. Okay, just click the link and you can listen live.
All right. Well, bye for now, you two.
All right.
Have a good
one.
Night.
You too.
Okay, so we had a 9:30 that was supposed to be calling in. I don't believe they're going to make it. I haven't heard from them. So, unless you want to share some poems or some new music.
I have not wrote anything the 2 weeks we've been off. I have not done nothing. I've been working, man. I haven't done nothing. I started a new job, and, like, it takes up my whole day.
Oh, well, we got some time then,
because
the next call is supposed to be at 9:45. They're supposed to be calling in. I'm not really worried about it because we can catch up on some things that's going on new with the OG Radio. I know at Freestyle Friday, things like that aren't supposed to start until the following week, correct?
Yeah,
or is it
so
starting tomorrow?
For next week. It's next week. Everything is next week. For everybody that's listening that does follow our show, our Tuesday show is now moved to Sunday night. Let's Talk Tuesday, Let's Talk Sunday, or Simple Sunday, or Sit Down Sunday, something with Sunday. But it'll be 10 to 11 on Sunday night. So we'll have a show on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday. And that is due to the fact that new surroundings, new jobs, time changes. So Tuesdays are now Sunday shows. Freestyle Friday is still Freestyle Friday. We actually, I can't remember her name, but the girl that you told to inbox me, she's going to be our guest Friday. She took me by surprise. One, her being white. And of course,
don't say white. Say Caucasian. Goodness.
No. White, Caucasian, blonde, beige, whatever. But it took me by surprise because you don't. What? Okay, Caucasian. Only free for your.
You gotta say Caucasian because if somebody called you colored, how would you feel?
I mean, I'm brown, so I mean, you know.
You colored. That's what.
Nah.
You call me colored, and I'm gonna color your eye black and blue.
But what I was getting at was, she took me by surprise by her being a white female rapper. You don't get a lot of those, you know. So it took me by surprise. Like, oh snap! Now I'm interested. Now I want to see what she got. So on the spot, I'm like, she was telling me that her music got lost in that. So I'm like, okay, well, because normally, you know, we get an artist, they send me a song, we promote it, but she didn't have anything. I'm like, okay, spit a freestyle for me. And she did it. And it was so cold. I'm like, yeah, you're definitely on the show. So next Friday should be on the show, and I know for a fact it's going to be dope. Because on the spot, she freestyled for me. And not a lot of people would do that. They'd be like, oh, well, you know, I need to be the, you know, it's not my thing. But she, without hesitation, she did it. Yeah, so definitely tune in the next Friday, y'all. It's going to be exciting.
What's her name?
Oh, hold on. Look in my inbox because I forgot her
name.
I
know her real
name.
I don't know her stage name. Does she have a stage name, a rap name?
That. I didn't even add that. But I would still think she probably would still call us Kaylin. That's how she pronounced it. Yeah, Kaylin. Kaylin? Kaylin?
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, she seemed like she was cool. Like she knew poetry too.
All right, I'm going to mention to her about it. I'm pretty sure you told us about Thursdays, right?
Well, she's supposed to be on the show, actually, for poetry, I believe. But she also said she wanted to do, I don't believe it's tonight. I think it's next week. I believe it's next Thursday. But she's supposed to have been doing, if I'm not mistaken, some poetry as well. But then she also asked about, you know, rapping. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Right.
You know, we do, you know, Friday. So that's where that came into play. Other than that.
Ooh.
I just
speaking of
both.
This week, how many opens we got? Because remember last week or whatever, Sterling Reed wants to come. I'll let him know about it. I'm pretty sure he's listening right now. We got any spots open for next week? I know James Hope got the 9:15 spot. I know that.
Well, we have some slots for next week. We have two slots, I believe, for next week. I need to write them down. So you be trying to make me do stuff 2 weeks in advance when it comes to writing down slots. But it'd be so many people. This is what frustrates me. It'd be so many people that don't call in their slots. So then at the last minute, I'm scrambling trying to find somebody to fill those slots. If you announcement.
Right.
If you cannot make your slot, please let me know a day prior, 24 hours prior. They usually give it to people. Yeah, let me know so that I can give it to somebody that really wants to be on the show, because that is like wasted time. Like right now, we're supposed to have a slot, and the personnel got to call you out. Isaac. They didn't call. I haven't heard from them, and this slot could have went to somebody that wanted to actually perform tonight or could have made time to perform tonight, because you missing out opportunities for other people, and it's kind of not fair. That's all I'm saying. If you can't make it, if you forget something, set your alarm, whatever the case may be, but it's just not fair to other people that's trying to actually promote their poetry, get their names out there, you know? So I would just appreciate,
and there you have it,
if you guys would give it. Right, that's all. And then you can get another slot for another week. But we're doing this every Thursday. So you don't have nothing to worry about. You will eventually get on the show. It's just, I feel like if you miss your slot, then I don't want to keep working with you next time because you just didn't care
enough.
Tell them, girl. We got to improvise. Got to improvise on the show. So
that's all.
It's all love. It's still all love. It's just, you know, other people get kind of like, I really want this slot. I really, you know, some people get really excited about it. That's how we want our show to be. People
right.
get excited about coming on the show and promoting OG Radio. You know, this is what we're trying to make
right.
become an empire one day. So it's just important.
You know it. So, we'll give Sterling Reed a slot for next week. I know he's listening now, so shout out to you, Sterling. What I want to do real quick, because I had the pleasure yesterday of going through the playlist to find a bunch of, you know, songs that's less, you know, ratchet play on Poetry Night, and I came across a young lady that our producer knows that he pretty sure done an interview with years ago. Her name is, I want to say it's Tracy the Artist. Oh my God. Yo, I can't even put in the words. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play two of her tracks. The first one is called Highways. The second one is called Heroin. All artists that we play, you can find them all on Apple Music. Because I most definitely looked up everybody that I wrote down. And everybody's on Apple Music. So that's what I'm about to do right now, is play two of her tracks. Again, it's Tracy the Artist, TRICEDA Artist, called Highways, heroin. So here we go.
That's right. We pros at it. The way it talks to me, I feel so poetic. The feelings into you, I gotta protect it. I just love those late night vibes when we write faded. Yeah, it comes automatic, I go at it. I'm a ghost status. The way I'm hooked on you, I got a you fetish. Love when you say dear mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action, just relax and drive. No one will know what's happened. These windows ain't tinted. Get where I'm hinting. Let me finish. I'm a ghost status. The way I'm hooked on you, I got a you fetish. Love when you say that mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action. Just relax and drive. With
And we are back. I fucking love her artist. Like, I've downloaded her shit and it's been on repeat all goddamn day.
Is she local?
I want to say she's local. I believe she's local. We would have to ask AK, our producer. All the music we have on here is people that he's known, so I'm highly sure everybody's local.
Again, y'all,
that was Tracy the artist. You can find her on Apple Music. You can definitely find those two. She has three tracks on Apple Music. Those two is definitely on there. But we have a poet who just called in right now. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, is this Nova Art?
Yeah, I am from De Novo Arts. My name is Ruchika.
Yes, you was on our show prior in season one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember me.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us again.
It's my pleasure. I mean, you guys are, like, really sweet, so it was, like, fun talking to you last time, and I had, like, two short poems with me. I thought that I'll just, you know, recite them on your show.
Okay.
So you know this is real, I believe.
Yeah. So my first.
If you have.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my first poem, and these, like, both of the poems today are, like, short poems. The first one that I'm going to recite is, it's called Frozen Tears. And actually, I was writing a story, more of a play. And as a subplot of that play, I was, like, writing a scene. And then I had this, like, string of emotions that I wanted to, like, pen down in that scene, and I thought that writing a poem would be, like, the best version to pen everything down. So here's how it is. Away from the colors,
right,
in the shadow of life, your heart is bloodied by a golden knife. Your strides hide your trembling steps. The melody hides your dying heart. Fearless tresses flowing in the wind. He trapped you in a million lies and carved you like a hunted prize. I saw him stealing fire from your eyes, away from the colors, somewhere in the shadow of life. Your heart is bloodied by a golden knife. I searched for your soul in dark, dreary nights, through gray old grounds and far flickering lights. Who stole the rhythm of your life with a knife that cut your soul apart? I can see your broken smile is dancing in my mind. I see your skin is numb with grime. Your shining eyes are red with crime. I see your tears frozen blue in time. Yep. So, yeah, that was Frozen Tears.
Okay, I like that. That was,
I like it.
That was different compared to what you had before.
Yeah.
So the backstory on that.
So basically, I was, like, writing a play, and so this is, like, a very different. This is a very dark poem that I had written, and we are actually trying to like make a song out of it. So if all goes well, we might have a song out of this poem. So after this, there is another one that's called Partners, and there's actually no big backstory in Partners. It's just that, I mean, it's something that all of us might have felt at some point in our lives, in our love relationships and all. So it's like a very short poem for that. So here it goes. Partners. We were partners in crime. You asked me to trust the grave, with shivering words and trembling steps, trudging on shards, thorns, and rust, because we were partners in crime. You asked me to forget the world, to take the plunge in the dark of night, bearing my soul to put this heart to test, swimming in the shadows and ignored the rest. You ask why? Because we were partners in crime. So what if you can't take the bullet now? So what if the past seems broken to you? So what if you want to hide in your nest? I will brush past you to take that bullet. We were partners in crime, weren't we?
Okay, so I'm being kind of nosy and a little personal. You have a partner.
Huh?
I don't know if it's politically correct. When you're a partner, are you talking about a partner, like an intimate partner, like a boyfriend, or, you know, girlfriend? I don't know. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I mean, it's not about my boyfriend, but it's like, it's something, I mean, it has happened with, like, a lot of people around me, and not in as many words as in this poem, but, yeah, it has happened, like, a little bit with me as well. So it's just, like, an exaggeration, an extrapolation of what I've seen around me. And, yeah, it's basically, like, there's a guy, and you fall in love with him, and then you do all sorts of things with them. I mean, you go beyond your comfort zone, and then you're just left there. So that's what this poem was about. I know it sounds silly.
No, it's not, because a lot of people go through that in regular relationships.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They go through, they're uncomfortable. Maybe they're not they're uncomfortable with a situation or something that the other person does, but they accept it because they love them, and then they lose themselves in the relationship, and then they eventually, once the relationship has ended, they figure out, like, they put up with more than what they were supposed to, and they didn't respect themselves more so in the relationship. But a lot of people go through that. That's men included with women.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm not putting past anything from nobody, but it works both ways. So somebody needed to hear that and understand that if nobody respects you for being you, then maybe that's the person that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
I like it. That was really nice.
Real. I definitely love it. You're one of my favorite poets.
Thank
over
you.
The past couple weeks of the last show, so you're definitely a favorite.
Thank you so much.
Carla, is that the only other poem that you have for tonight?
Actually, I am, I mean, there's one other that I'm working on, but I want to, like, perfect it before I come to your channel and decide that one. So, yeah, I mean, for today.
Okay. Well, there's always other times. We're still waiting for to be able to open back up businesses and things like that for COVID happening, but. Well, in due time, we will, and then we can invite you to actually perform at one of the places if you would like. Like, I don't know if you travel much or whatever, but that'd be cool, too. And then we do shows every Thursday. I'm trying to let everybody know we do shows every Thursday, as long as you call ahead of time and get slots. And then we're also offering Cash App $25 for the best poet of the night. Anything else, Rel?
That's it. You pretty much hit everything on the hand. So just keep in mind, each week that you do a poem, the more times you come on, the more times you earn $25. You know, so if you end up coming on 4 times and end up winning, you know, get $100 for the month. So just keep working on your best poems, people. Again, I appreciate you calling in. I love poems just like I did last time. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so that was Nova Art. We need to have some, like, clapping sounds for everything. Like, poet leaves. So that's such and such, and then start clapping.
That's something we actually talked about for season, for just OG Radio in general. We're going to start adding some audio and instrumentals and whatnot, so that way, you know, kind of liven it up, seeing as though we can't really fully be around people and whatnot. But, yeah, we're going to look into all of that so we make everything just great out here.
We don't have any poets on the line, do we? Because I want to make an announcement. And
no.
We're going to make it at the end of the show, too. Okay, so
okay.
We are currently, what I just shot you the email or shot you a messenger. I have, I'm a veteran, and I used to be in the military, but I have really close battle buddies. And she's originally from Chicago, but she's stationed in D.C. And just recently here in Illinois, Hamlin, there was an incident with a little girl named JoJo. She's 2 years old, and she got shot in the head. And we're doing a GoFundMe account because they have funeral expenses and things like that. We would, you know, ask that you please donate. It was just recently I have it posted on my Facebook page, and then Terrell can post it on the, I guess, the OG Radio or ADE website so that you guys can go donate. The more the merrier, we appreciate it. It's just, it's very heartbreaking that we're still experiencing, you know, violence towards children, and they have nothing to do with anything. They're innocent, and it just, it's just breaking my heart right now that she has to go through this. So I'm going to post it on Genesis Silverman and ADE Radio to see if you guys can go fund me for her and her family for their donations.
So, yes, please donate if you can. I definitely must. Pardon my slow spot. I'm in the middle of doing that right now. I'm doing like 50 things as we're on the show
As long as we're doing it. It's just been like a rough week, especially with that just happening, especially in Chicago. And we're talking about Black Lives Matter movement, and we're talking about, you know, police brutality that's going on, and it's just so much stuff. It's kind of overwhelming and sometimes. And kids usually help with that, you know, bring out the happiness in people. And to see a two-year-old gunned down like that is just tragic. And it's not necessary, especially in our culture. And it's steady being our people killing more of our people and our youth. And it's not necessary. And it's sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. It gets a little overwhelming. So the more the merrier. If you guys can donate, you guys can hear the backstory. Just click in there, and they give you all the information where it happened, when it happened. It's been within the last week. So, you know, she's having a really hard time. So I'm trying to do my part and share as much as I possibly so that they can reach their goals. I've donated already. I've had several other people donate. Their max right now is 3,000. I think they're about 1,500 right now, so halfway there. So we're getting there. It's just,
yes, they are.
It's just keep on talking about it. That's all.
Thank you for that, Jenna. We have another poet who just called in.
Yay. I believe this is Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany Russell.
Oh, Brittany, what's up?
I'm doing great. Today's actually Independence Day here in Jamaica.
Oh,
oh okay.
Happy Independence Day. Turn up.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to be sharing how many people with us today?
Yeah, I'll be sharing one of my poems titled Blackness is Royalty.
So you're going to be sharing one poem, two poems?
Oh, well, I'll be happy to share, too.
Okay, because you have a 15-minute slot, like 15, 20-minute slot. So I'm just making sure that it's going to be filled up. And, yeah, and then can we get a backstory as well? Like, what made you write it? If you don't have a backstory, that's fine, too.
Oh, you want to know what inspired me to write it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was just the way I felt about life or history as black people and what's going on in the world today. I just wanted black people to become more aware of who we really are.
Okay.
Therefore, blackness is royalty. Because they led us to believe that our history began with slavery, but it didn't. We were actually royalties before the slave owners raided the place. So that's also a quote from another one of my poems titled Blackness Contempt.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'll now go ahead with my poem, Blackness is Royalty.
Okay.
The sun The sun kissed my skin. Thank God for my beautiful melanin. Whether chestnut, almond, or chocolate, black girls are winning. The water hugged my hair. It appreciated the kinky flare. My natural hair I will always wear. It identifies who we are, whether far or near. They planted the seed that we were always slaves, but we were kings, queens, and they were afraid. Afraid of how powerful we were and are. They raped Africa and left a monumental scar. Let's take back our culture and throne. Appreciate and love our blackness to the bone. Rise up and discover the truth. All along we've been lied to about our roots.
Okay.
Snapping. How long have you been doing poetry?
To be honest with you, poetry have always been one with me since childhood. So it's basically from
I
was about 7 years old.
Okay, so
are you currently in Jamaica?
Yeah, I'm currently in Jamaica.
Okay,
of the
that's
cold
cool.
How is it up?
I was actually supposed to go
here
for Mother's Day. Yeah, what time is it over there right now?
It's about 10:04
p.m. or a.m.
Oh, wow. I got the same time.
Oh, p.m., sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're 1 hour behind.
No, we're actually
no,
the
same.
It's 10:04 here.
Time.
The same time.
Oh,
that's cool.
Wow.
I was supposed to go for Mother's Day, but then they canceled our flight for COVID-19, and that was going to be my first trip to for Mother's Day, and I was really upset. I was really looking forward to that trip, but, when they lift this band, that's the first place I'm going to be going, because I already paid for the tickets, as well as going to see some of my family in Cuba, so I definitely want to go check it out, though.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait for you to come here. It's really nice here. Jamaica is definitely the place to be.
Where would you suggest to go? Because I want to go every good place, like where the natives at, where the good food is at. That's a foodie. Right.
Yeah, so you can try out Ocherius or Negril. I can definitely tell you where in Ocherius. Margarita Village.
Keep in touch.
Okay, sure. Have you ever heard of Margarita Village?
No.
Yeah, that's like one of the best places to go in Ocherius, St. Anne.
Oof.
And you can
okay.
And you can also try out Mystic Mountain in Ocherius, St. Anne. Yeah.
Everything over there sounds so sexy.
I know, right?
It just sounds sexy.
Wow, okay.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's really exciting here. And we have really beautiful beaches in Portland.
Okay. I've been to some beautiful beaches.
So, on behalf of all the men listening, are all the women in Jamaica really super thick?
No, that's
is that myth
like,
true?
No, that's not true.
So it's just a
thank you for crushing his dreams. I'm happy.
Definitely just crushed my dreams. I have this whole
yeah,
idea,
but you will definitely
you know,
find some thick about like 1/3. Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
1/3. are the clubs really as crazy as they show it on Facebook? Like, do they really be jumping
no.
off the shit? Is there some
no.
Part?
Yeah, those are what you're seeing on the videos are like street parties. It's more civilized here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
go over
she's more civilized. She doesn't need to be jumping off of no tables, getting broke up.
But that's what I need to do, the civilized part.
it's okay. it's fine. How,
I hope it's traveling.
You gonna go over there, real? Cause they don't need no thick women.
I'm going next year. That's my mission. That's my plan. I'm going next year.
Yeah, you should definitely come because
you gotta show me around.
Well, everything is cool.
To be honest with you, Jamaicans really love foreigners. It's just our culture. Like, we usually treat foreigners like kings and queens here.
Oh,
I'm excited
because
I still want to go.
I'm 6'4". Is that a plus? Does that help?
No, they don't care how
that
tall you are.
No, they don't really care how tall you are.
Okay.
Why are you trying to get
one,
extra
I
points?
I'm just trying to, hey, look, Jamaica's going to be lit.
Yeah, it's going to be lit because I can't wait till they open it up. But
yeah,
anyway, so you have
open,
another plan?
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so this next one is entitled My Blackness Contempt. All right, so here goes. God, I am tired of all the suffering. I will probably be killed just because of my colored skin. Is being black an unforgivable sin? Every good thing is portrayed as white. It got me wondering. Even Muhammad Ali wondered if the black angels took the pictures. Everything heavenly is apparently only white featured. But the Bible said Jesus' feet were like bronze. It let me figure that most history books were utterly wrong. Growing up poor is already hard enough. Going to bed hungry when times were tough. Why are we portrayed as the inferior race? We were royalty before the slave owners raided the place. All black people, let's take a stand. Every child, woman, and man. Reparations will be a start. Thanks for the many centuries we've been oppressed by the blacks. Yep.
Wow.
You gave that poem
so you guys
life.
Are deep in this.
What was that?
You
I said she definitely gave that poem
life.
Yeah.
Do you have a Instagram?
That accent.
Do you have an Instagram that you would like to share or Facebook that you want people to follow your platform of poetry?
Yes, definitely. I'm also on Instagram as B Expressive Soul. So you can definitely key in at Be Expressive Soul. I also have a YouTube channel as well, B.R. Expressive Creations.
Okay. Are those the only two platforms that you have?
Yeah, I'm also on Facebook as well as Brittany Russell, but I mainly post my poetry on Instagram and YouTube. I can also be found on LinkedIn as well.
Okay.
Brittany Russell.
Great.
Yeah. Then bracket
wow.
C expressive.
Wow.
Okay, do you perform?
Sometimes.
Do you do open mic night?
To be honest, I mainly did open mic back in school. Because of work, I wasn't really getting to take my poetry seriously. All right. It was since late last year, I just, you know, started taking the poetry really seriously. I've been on a few radio shows. For example, TOKOVL Radio in St. Louis, Missouri, weekly. I was featured weekly on that poetry show, Rhythm and Rhyme.
Okay.
Nice.
That's good. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you. I'm also working on a few poetry books to be released. Late this year.
Ooh.
Okay, I see Black Excellence. It's always a privilege to have Black Excellence on the show. We appreciate it. Especially women.
Thanks a lot.
You're always welcome to come back. Again, we're Cash App, and the winner of the who we think is the best poet, the best of the night, you're capping $25. So if you happen to win, we'll reach out to you after the cash up, and then you'll be the winner of $25. So the more you come on, the more you can win. So, you know.
All right, and thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
Thank you for coming on.
All right. Goodbye.
Good night. I feel super
hello,
rusty
radio.
Right now on this radio. I said hello.
You dusty.
I feel rusty.
No, I'm just
right
talking
now.
Shit.
You know, it's been a while. That's fucked up.
It's been a week.
That's fucked up.
It's been a week.
Yeah,
it's
but you
week.
Know how long we've been doing this? I've been doing this.
Right.
From February up until last week, nonstop. And then you joined. This is the shit.
Yeah.
February. Damn, I can't even count my damn month. March, April, May, June, July. 5 months in a row. Shit. I have something to say, but I forgot that quick. Oh, another announcement. For all those who's listening, everybody's been encouraging me to do a Wild Out Wednesday with a plethora of my crazy stories. So I'm happy to announce that two Wednesdays out of the month, I will do a Wild Out Wednesday. I will do one next week. I will, it'll just be a show where I just tell y'all some crazy ass stories in my life. It'd probably be like maybe two or three stories. I got a lot. I got a whole lot, especially involving fucking women. So I will definitely.
How does that be fucking women? Why you just trying to figure it out? Like, know how you feel about women? No, me. Is that how you feel?
Well,
about
I love the lady.
Feel about women?
No,
okay.
I love the
lady.
I just
have
a lot of crazy,
sure,
crazy ones in my lifetime. I mean, you can't defend a Pisces or a Gemini or a Leo. You cannot defend those three.
Well, I currently talk to Gemini, and I don't know, a male Gemini, and I don't really know what to say about them. I can't even talk bad because they already know who I date, so I'm not going to say anything, but that's between me and him. But you men get on my freaking nerves, too. I mean, yeah, that's...
It's the hormones.
So now it's the hormones. No, because before the hormones, when he says hormones...
It's not always the hormones. Sometimes it's definitely what it's supposed to be. In your case, it is what you're saying it is. But to all the women who are Gemini, Leo, and Pisces, stay the fuck away from me as far as you can. I will fucking...
Yeah, I don't like Pisces or Capricorn.
I don't know. I don't know why, because Sagittarius get along with Capricorn.
No, we do not.
I get along with Capricorn.
I didn't
tell
you that. I did not get along with Capricorn. I had my share of Capricorn.
I never dated him.
What and how you know you get along with him?
I have a lot of Capricorn women friends. Did that sound right? I got a lot of female friends who are Capricorn. There you go.
Well, maybe it's just the male ones,
man.
I don't like.
Maybe not.
For those that believe in those things, I believe definitely there's a pattern in some things. And I always call people civilians. They hate when I say that because I'm a veteran, and I'm just like,
I hate that word.
Do not ever
in your life call me a civilian. Ever in your life. All right? For as long as we are friends, for as long as you will ever know me on this earth, never ever in your life call me a civilian. All right? To me, that's like being called a bitch to me. Never call me that. That's fighting words to me. That's fighting words.
I got a couple
army buddies, and they ask, you steady trying to call me civilian? We damn near almost really get into a fist fight over that. I hate being called a damn civilian. Don't call me that.
You guys do not understand. Some of the shit civilians do is just like, ugh.
Oh, my God. You guys are the same thing.
We don't do the same thing. You guys logically do not make sense. Like we are mentally trained and
civilian.
Y'all, and y'all do stuff
no.
to veterans
wow.
and then wonder when you get snapped on or cursed out because
wow.
it's like you are literally triggering me right now. I'm really getting triggered. I've been
wow.
all over the world, fighting war, getting shot at, blown up, and everything else. Us is dumb. We know I would never do something about it. I would never just start stopping how it works.
So you guys...
You know, like, people, you guys... We've seen this.
You guys.
Don't do it. Civilians.
You guys are civilians at the end of the day.
How are we civilians and we belong to the VA? We go there like all the time to get checked up on. They the ones who bury us when we die too. Did you know that?
It's not always a good burial. It's not always a good burial.
It don't have to be a good burial, but they still keep track of us. Like, we still have a DD-214. We still have a connection with them. So we're veterans. And anytime you look at a job application, military experience on everything, boom.
I beg to differ because I do know some who are veterans, and there's some of the VAs out here ain't looking out for them. So
well,
to
that's
me,
no,
it's
no,
just,
but what is your job
you know,
application say?
For that's now because of COVID, they're saying, "Oh, we encourage the."
They ask
the,
you have any military
supply.
Experience.
They asked if you had, that's what any job application, do you have any military experience? Even college applications say the same thing. Like, help.
Everybody has to have a, it's an equal opportunity. Black, white, Chinese,
it's
whatever.
Not,
military.
There's no such thing when it comes to being black. There's no equal opportunities. We even get loans. Our loans are not even the same as if Caucasian, so you can't never say anybody.
I'm talking about on a application, on that paper application, all that shit that's on there is
paper
equal opportunity. They have to put
you
all
that,
of that
about that.
They,
don't have
they do
to.
Ask
they
you
do
about,
that because they're gonna hire veterans before they hire civilians.
No, they do not. It, again,
you don't
equal
think
opportunity
so?
To everybody. Even if no, hell no. I'm for one. All right, in the military,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. We'll say the Army because each branch get trained differently for different shit. We'll
but,
take the
okay.
Army. Oh, matter of fact, no. Fuck that. We'll take the Marines. The Marines really don't get trained to do shit, but pretty much what kill. So what experience do they really
so
have?
So when did you join the Marines, and exactly what year did you get out of the Marines? How are you going to say anything about it if you did it?
I have a lot of family members who were in that shit. I chose not to do it because I'm not going to go do it. Like I wasn't the thing I want to go do. I want to go
but
fucking shoot somebody. I don't fucking know.
Graduate
but
basic training,
from,
and what year did you exit the military, ETS?
I don't have military experience. I go by what
oh, okay, exactly.
people are in the military. So, I know
yeah, okay.
each branch is different, get trained different shit. But, again, this is why I said the Marines, because the Marines, but.
That's not true. That's not true, because there's pilots in the Marines.
Mm,
same job they have in the military world. It's just different.
That's
so
what the Air Force
they
want.
Get trained for like,
I'll put it like this.
Not to be put about business, but I used to date a pilot in the Marines. He was a Marine
right.
and he was a pilot. He can fly planes
personal,
when he gets out.
He can, but would he? Who knows?
Yes, he probably will. I don't know. I don't talk to him anymore, but I'm sure that's what the jobs that he's going to be able to get, because once you put it on your resume, those are the jobs that you qualify
okay.
for because you have that experience.
It's the equivalent of somebody going to pilot school. They both have pilot experience, whether you're in the military or you went to pilot school. Same shit.
But who has
so
more discipline and who has the same? And you have to be a school. You have to go to school for those things too. Like in order to be an officer in the military, you have to graduate with a 4-year degree to go into the military to become an officer. But they don't explain all that to you guys, civilians. You guys just assume whatever,
I know
say whatever,
how, I
and then
know,
you wonder why
veterans
get on your nerves.
I know how.
Oh, you
works.
Know
what? Why I don't mm-hmm. feel the need to want to go to the military for all that shit. For
well, you
for
people
people
go to the military for different
wise,
reasons.
It makes sense. I know. Mm-hmm. Mainly, you know, it, school gets paid for. I get that. But I,
right.
me,
no,
don't take
months.
Too kindly to people yelling at me, so that shit wouldn't have worked for me.
Hell,
I'm
the police yell at you for crossing the street the wrong way. So police yell at you for being black
Who?
Driving.
Who?
The police
who
or whoever in the street, your mama or dad. People, I'm sure, are getting yelled at. I'm pretty sure they got some horror stories. Well, that's you.
Jaywalking is not
okay.
even a crime. Jaywalking
is
not
a crime. It
no,
is a crime.
Not.
You can get a ticket for it if they want to be petty. You can get a ticket
never,
for jaywalking.
I mean, yeah, I know it's out there. But ain't no cop finna waste their time doing paperwork on fucking jaywalking.
If their quota is short for
unless,
the end of the month, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't hesitate.
Unless you're in some fucking low-life-ass, Willacoochee-ass Georgia area where they have nothing else better to do.
And
do
I didn't think
like
they
that.
Were going to kill George Floyd for a fake $50 bill either, but he dead, isn't he? Oh,
dude,
so we're
killed,
quiet
now. Real fucking cop to me.
But he went to the academy and he had a gun and he okay. Okay. Well, like I said, a lot of stuff is not necessary, but police officers do it anyway.
Yeah, and fucking yeah. they wouldn't write you a ticket for jaywalking in Chicago. Why? Chicago's too busy of an area for that to happen. That's why I say
there's COVID
happen
been happening. I just got a ticket for street sweeping or the sweeping of the streets. Like, what the fuck are they cleaning?
Duh.
Like
the
I got a ticket, but DMV and everything's been closed, and they gave me a ticket when everything's been closed anyway. So they could have just been like, they ain't been doing that. They ain't been doing it. They just started doing it. I've been parking there.
Gotta,
so all of a sudden, this is a new thing.
You gotta. It's not a. It's always been there. It's a lot of the.
It's always been there, but it's been closed down. But it could have been like, oh,
right,
we're open again. Move your damn car. They could have gave a warning. No, them hoes gave me a damn ticket.
It's
and guess
there
what? I had to move my start moving
see,
my car now. But they could have gave. They could have gave a warning first before
it's
they started writing
there
tickets. All I'm saying is
they have warnings.
Jaywalking is considered a crime. Yeah, it's bullshit. And jaywalking tickets is bullshit tickets too. So, yeah. And then, you know, passengers get seatbelt tickets if they get pulled over. And I'm not even goddamn driving. So, it's just all take money for
that,
the state.
I do know. That I do know. That's
right.
The stupidest. First of all, why do I get a ticket or a seatbelt? What if I wanted to kill myself that day? What if I wanted to truly go see the king?
Well, you're
you
not allowed
you
to kill yourself in the USA, okay?
Right. Like, you telling me I can't
not allowed
go,
to.
You know what I'm saying, drive my shit off the bridge? Like, I wanted to go do that. What the fuck?
Well, back on subject, it is now, we didn't miss. It was supposed to be a person named David Harris, Mr. Slot, also an EMM. That's how their stage name was at 10:25. It is 10:29. So,
and it's the end
do
of
we
the
have
show?
Any more callers? Yeah, it is the end of the show.
Nah. I was about to say, I don't think I made it 2 hours.
No, you didn't make it 2 hours, but we missed two people. They missed their spot. People, again, for the second time for tonight, if you cannot make your show, please, or your slot, please reschedule, because those slots can go to other people that really want to promote their poetry on the show. It's a platform to set your truth, and it's not fair that other people don't get to get those slots if you're not keeping your slots. And I checked in with these other people. They said they were going to be on the show tonight, and you guys still didn't call. So if you are listening, because I sent the link out today, we at OG Radio do not want you to be missing your slots because you take those opportunities away from other people. Thank you.
Patty. What she said. She laid down the law.
Thank you. And
OG Radio
again,
has spoken.
And again, donations tonight, I will be posting it on my page. And I don't know, Rail, did you already post it on your page?
Yes, I did. I did. I don't know. I have it shared, but I don't, you know, these damn phones be bleeding. Let me go look.
Well, before the end of the show or during the end of the show, whatever, we will post. Well, he shared it on which page?
Terrell Redmond page on Facebook.
Your page or OG Radio page?
My page. My page. Go to Terrell Redmond, TerrellRedmond. I shared it on my page, and I will share it in the OG Radio page right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will
okay,
share that.
But yes, I'm trying to share with as many people as possible. There was a little girl, 2 years old, my battle buddy's niece, and she's 2, and she got shot in the head on last week, and she didn't make it. So they're trying to come up with $3,000. They're already at $1,500. I've donated I've had several other people donate for the cause. We really got to stop this killing of our children because it's just not right. I couldn't even imagine if something happened to my daughter or my unborn son. These are things, yes, I'm currently pregnant. I don't think anybody else knows that. But I'm 6 months along, and I could not imagine if my son at 2 years old is just sitting in the car and bullets go flying and it hits him, like, or my daughter. I don't know. I mean, the way that George Floyd blew up all over the world, I just feel like it would be triple that because these kids are innocent and they don't deserve to die so young. But let them live, let them grow, and just stop all the killing and the nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. So we're sharing to support my battle buddy and make sure that they get to their quota so that the mother won't be feeling as distraught, but she is regardless. But the more that we can help with, it's really appreciated. And
true.
Yeah, that's all. And we have to announce who we feel won on the poetry tonight. That's what they're waiting on. Rally Rail.
For me, it's definitely between Nova and Brittany.
Okay, so I guess we would talk about it offline and then we'll hit up whoever for the cash app. I don't know if we should announce the winners on the show or after or just let them know who won. What do you think is the best?
We could actually announce it on the show right now. So, again, it's really on the fence between these two. It was neck and neck for me. I'm gonna give it my vote to Brittany because of she poem that My Blackness content. She really gave that one life, and that took the edge. So I like the poem. I like both poems. Well, all four that I heard from them too. And if it wasn't for the fact that Brittany gave that poem life, I would have given it to Noah, but Brittany got my vote. The ball is in your hand now. So the winner is decided by you.
To be honest, I'm going to be honest, and I don't like critiquing poetry because I don't like my stuff critiqued, and I've always been like that. So some people just get on and just share poetry just because they want to share poetry, and then some people get into competitions. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't really care for any of the poets tonight. I'm going to be real with you. I didn't feel like the soul was in it to me. Personally, I feel like the first girl, I believe me, she rushed it. So I feel like if she slowed down a lot more, then she probably would have took the win for me. Nova Arts and Brittany. I like Nova Arts because she does storytelling. I like the fact that she can story tell. And Brittany, I just felt like... Who you want to come back?
Nova. I definitely want to come back.
Yeah, I like Nova a lot. She seems like she's very motivated to keep sharing. She shares her stories pretty well. And since her accent is so thick, it's like she pronunciates every word, which I appreciate the effort. Brittany, I feel like she just got up there and she was already like, I got this. I'm already celeb. Not saying that she's like that, but I just kind of took it like, okay, well, you know, she's already doing her thing. So I don't know. I really can't say honestly who, but I feel like they should have, you know, brought a little bit more life into their poems and a little bit more stuff. So I guess you can say Brittany, but that's just... That was just my personal outlook on things. I guess I'm the Simon of the poetry community, if I'm mean
pretty
about it.
Pretty much.
I just,
pretty
hard. Hey, I know when I get critiqued about poetry and I'm standing on stage and then people throwing up them numbers like, oh, she got an 8 out of 10 or 7 or 5, whatever, I be feeling like shit. And I remember one of my favorite poets, her name was Simply P.
Like
what? Yeah,
no,
I feel like my
feel
shit
like
is
shit
sometimes.
No.
Right, but if you're in competition, that's what it's supposed to be. Everybody's poetry
right.
is beautiful, but I'm saying if you're going in competition with somebody,
yeah.
you have to be A1. And I remember Simply T told me, she said, would you ever want somebody to say that your baby is ugly? If not, you're supposed to work on it. That's like, if your baby's ugly, your baby's ugly. You know, work on your craft so your baby
that's
won't be ugly no
well,
more.
Look.
What? So... that's just how it is. That's what she used to tell me. But I believe that. But, yeah, I would say no.
It's all love, y'all.
She came on the second time, but Brittany did give it more. So yeah, we go with Brittany. That's cool.
So here's what I want to. Here's what I'm gonna do because I. Nova, like, she's still my favorite right now. Oh, my God. Who was the one artist last week who blew it out the damn... Not last week, the week before, who blew it out the damn wall?
I think it was Lopez. It was definitely Lopez.
I need Lopez to come back. I need her to bring her ass back. So, but here's what I'm going to do because it was so close and... Brittany, you are the winner. You're going to receive 25. Nova, I'm going to send you 15. That's what I'm going to do. Because
okay,
this is neck
that's
and neck.
Fair. That's fair.
And me, definitely work on your nervousness. You know, you definitely would have been up there if you wasn't so nervous. Like you can definitely tell that you was nervous. So work on that. Like I say, take a shot. I know you don't drink alcohol, but just take a shot. You'll be good. Trust me. I don't really like talking in front of people like that, but I do it. I always take a goddamn shot. When I did when me and Terry did that event last month, I was drinking before I got handed the microphone to talk in front of people. You know, it don't scare me. I just don't like it. And
sometimes
that's
it's
funny
necessary.
Because I'm a people's person. Right. But it's funny because I'm a people's person. I talk all the goddamn time. But I, you know, you give me a microphone in the hand in front of people, I'm just like, yeah, I don't really like it. But, you know, I'll do it.
Well, I get nervous too.
So
I
yeah.
can completely understand that. But also, I was thinking
nervous?
We should.
What?
Yes, I get nervous. I do. That's how I knew she was nervous because I can hear it and I could feel it. Her energy was saying that she was nervous and I could just feel that. But I get nervous as well, especially
yeah.
if I'm standing in front of people. So that's why I used to smoke pot or eat an edible before I got on stage and I'd be nice and chill. But currently,
shit.
I can't do any of those things currently, so I have to just relax and just don't even care and get up there, speak my truth, and just get off. But anyways, I was thinking maybe we should get some other people that's listening in, and then we could do some votes and see, instead of sort of we don't seem so biased as the weeks go on, we can find other people who are listening in and say, hey, we like this person better. We like this person, but our first one for this. And we're just making sure that, you know, making lunch, prizes and stuff like that. So we probably can't get some more judges on here to make it, you know, more fair. So it won't just be me and Rail or, you know, saying who we like the best.
I definitely have so I'll let them know when they. Shout out to, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. Oh, Anuris.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm saying her name right. Anuris, I have crystals for her. But if you're listening, I'm going to ask you, if you can call in next week, I'll you be a judge. And then I have my homegirl Melissa, who calls in faithfully every day that we do a show, to be a judge as well.
Okay. We could try that too. But we need to get their Cash App information. So I'm going to shoot them a message and see if they have them. And we'll go from there.
All right. Gotcha. So with that being said, we definitely went well over time. But that's cool. But this has been a good. Oh, shit. Sorry, y'all. A good opening season two of Poetry Nights. So, again, the schedule change. Instead of Tuesdays, Let's Talk Tuesdays is going to be on Sundays now, from 10 to 11 on Sunday night. So we'll have a show Sunday, podcast Monday, here and there, Wild Out Wednesday from your boy Radio Rail. Poetry Thursdays and Freestyle Fridays. You can check me and Mango out on Mondays. Me and Genesis out on Thursdays. Me and B-Trey on Sundays and Fridays. And occasionally our producer comes in on Wednesdays or some shows and, you know, do his thing. Some Wednesdays he gets on, he does request shows. Pretty much he just plays music. I think he do it for an hour or so. So I appreciate all the listeners, appreciate all three poets that called in tonight. Thank y'all. Next week, Genesis will have a poem for us. I'll be throwing that out there.
Who would have me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, well, I didn't know I was supposed to go today. I was just waiting for all the other poets, but I will have something new next week. Hopefully.
I don't have any motivation to do anything.
I'll get some motivation.
But yeah, we'll see. But
anyway,
as always, as I end my show, or end my, what the fuck do I always say? Wash your fucking hands. I'm going to continue to say that. I love saying that shit. Just wash your fucking hands. Wake up in the morning, just wash your hands. Use the bathroom, wash your hands. Just wash them.
And again, you're listening.
Have a blessed night. You say what?
I said, if you're listening, follow I Am Genesis. That's 3YEM Genesis on Instagram, Genesis Silverman on Facebook. For poetry, if you want to be on the show, please hit me or Rail Rail up, and we will be happy to slot you.
I just want to let y'all know, she don't even use her goddamn, she don't even use her Instagram, y'all. I just want to let y'all know that real quick. I'm just playing.
That's fine.
You can catch my Instagram, catch my radio, my radio page, Radio Rail 21. Just follow that page. And then my Facebook, Redmond. I'm sorry, I don't always reply to Facebook messages right on time because I just have way too much going on with Messenger and artists and a bunch of people. So I will get back to everybody. All right, I'm not ignoring nothing or nobody. So everybody have a good night, and thank y'all for listening. This has been another episode on OG Radio. Good night.
Holla.